The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Justified by the blood. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your holy name. We uplift you. We exalt you. We say it's all yours, O Lord. No one will share with you. Take your glory. Take your glory. Take your glory. Thank you for your presence in the studio. Thank you for saturating the studio with the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost fire. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who is ready to start a new thing for you. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We are grateful. We celebrate your name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of us, precious and highly favored and valued sons and daughters of God. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House podcast of the Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja Worldwide, our usual technician. This morning, we are praying on the topic that we shall continue from next week, the theme, Commanding Spiritual Wickedness in High Places for our clearance to possess. Commanding Spiritual Wickedness in High Places for our clearance to possess. Beloved, yesterday, I believe it's the Holy Spirit just prompted me. You see, we must know what to pray at a particular time. This is the time that we should be so close to the Holy Spirit. Beloved, this is the time that we should be in meditation. When you have done everything, somebody should write this. When you have done everything that you know that you should do to the best of your knowledge and ability, be still with the Holy Spirit. Be still with your mind. Be still in your soul. Be still in your senses. When the Bible says be still, it means focus on Him alone. Be still. And just ask Him simple questions. Lord, what else? Lord, what else? Lord, what else? Lord, what else? What prayers should I pray? What actions should I take? What faith should I express? Somebody should write this. What faith should I express? What instructions should I obey? Let me repeat that. This is the preface for today's Commanding Spiritual Wickedness in High Places for my clearance. Beloved, after you have done everything in the best of your ability, after you have done everything, is it in or to the best, English people? Is it in or to the best of your ability?
I think to the best of your ability.
To the best of your ability. After you have done everything you can to the best of your ability, and yet it appears nothing seems to change. Nothing seems to change. It appears nothing seems to change. Be still. Be still. Hold on. Be still in your mind, in your thoughts. Be still with your mouth. Be still with your emotions. Be still in your ways. Be still simply means that focus. Focus on Christ. Because he's the key out and the key in. Focus on him and do something simple. Ask him, what next? My master, what next? My Lord, what next? What next? What next? You see, this podcast, you are learning a lot. We are learning a lot of things. So I'm telling you, these are technicalities. We are learning certain technicalities in Christianity that people don't easily know. Technicalities. So you ask, what next? Lord, what next? What prayer should I pray? What instruction should I obey? What step should I take? What faith should I express? So what next? And then that's all you'll be asking. That's all you'll be asking. It will surprise you. Because I said this on Wednesday at the Facebook, and I'm going to repeat this again. It will surprise you. I'm going to repeat it. Thank you. Again, it's the tautology. It will surprise you that God will just say one thing. You know, at that point, it is better for God to speak than for you to keep on just doing things. Whilst you are still praying, in fact, be still simply means focus on the Lord. Stop grumbling. Stop complaining and keep on praying. That's the meaning of Psalm 46 verse 10. To be still, focus on him, and just keep on praying. So after you have done everything, and then you are holding on, and then you are asking him, what prayer should I pray? What so and so should I do? What instructions should I be? What is wrong? What should I do, Lord? It will surprise you. Child of God, it will surprise you. He will just drop one prayer point. He will just give you an instruction. And this will come by conviction. It will come by revelation. It will come by inner prompting. Inner prompting. Inner prompting. Inner prompting. That is it. That one thing that you were prompted, finish. That is it. That is it. Now, another point to preface this, which you must take, child of God, that the Lord was telling me. When God is not speaking in your situation, when he is quiet, he is no more giving any direction, nothing, even through any man of God. It means the matter is his personal matter. He is personally interested. The matter is him alone. The matter is not him alone. It is his own matter. So he will not reveal anything to anybody. No word, nothing. Why is the Holy Spirit prefacing today's prayer with these two very powerful exposition or revelation, Rhema? Why? It is because of what we are going to pray about. The scriptures I'm going to read. Beloved, we are in difficult times. Yesterday, the Holy Spirit has prompted something. I was listening to something, and then I got a key about what is happening in our time. I got a key. Beloved, let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Technician, we want to read from verse 9, even though I wrote verse 12 to 13. Um, NIV, the old NIV. I don't know whether you have it, 1984 version. Matthew 24, from verse number 9. Now, you see, when you read from verse 1, Jesus was talking about the signs of the end of the age, the signs of the end times, the signs of the end times. Matthew chapter 24, from verse 9. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. Look, the way people are hating the church and Christians now. To alleviate life easy, you know that the main target is to create a world, a rivalry world without God. What AI, what robot can do? Can you go and tell somebody about miracle when AI can just do it? When robot can do it, then you go and say there is something called miracle. That is it. The world will hate you, the church. Believe it. Believe it. And it is already happening. By all nations, because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. It is happening right now. Look how pastors are fighting each other. Look how churches are fighting each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. That was why I preface what I said. Because if you don't take care, you will think that you need to see a prophet somewhere. You need to see a great man of God somewhere. Please, I am not saying don't see. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Be led by the Holy Spirit. That's the thing. Be led by the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying don't follow a program that helps your spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Don't just get up. Because everywhere you go and inherit battles. You go and do what? Inherit battles. You don't just go and take. You also go and receive. You also go and receive the wars and the battles associated with that prophet or that man of God. You also go and inherit. This is what people don't know. Prophets will appear and deceive many people. 12, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most or many will grow cold. That's where we are. I was listening to this guy, this young man, when I was meditating and praying. That was around 11 p.m. And then myself and the lady pastor, we had a very powerful time. And we're praying for you. We're praying for the church, actually. We're praying for you, mentioning people's names. Some of you online, we mention your names. Even though you are not aware, we mention your name. Somebody say, good afternoon, everyone. Wow, Andrew, are you in Australia? It's afternoon there, eh? Wherever you are coming from, we say good morning to you, Andrew. You know, beloved, and this man was talking to this young man. He was just praying for people on phone, and things were happening. And this young man, I think they were already having the banter, front and back, before I joined. And this other guy, a prominent man, said, look, I am born again. I've spoken in tongues. Look, I've been so-and-so in the church. I've been a deacon. I'm this. Even my pastor was encouraging me to enter ministry. But you know, I have nothing to do with church again. I am tired. because nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. I was the main financier of the church. The main financier of the church, doing this, doing that, doing that. But I am tired because my life hasn't changed. Not my spiritual life, but business, doors, whatever. What Jesus said, give and it shall be given. I'm not experiencing it. Sow and reap. I am not experiencing it. So please, I say bye, bye, bye to church. Bye, 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 bye to church. Bye, 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 bye to church. The thing hit me and I started asking God, God, if you don't rise up and defend yourself, your house will be empty. Somebody should write it for me. God, if you don't rise up and defend yourself, your house will be empty. If you don't rise up and defend your name, and defend your glory, defend your image in us, in our situations, your house will be empty. Very soon, your house will be empty. Like how it is being empty in Europe. Let me tell you, God's only hope is Africa. I'm telling you, it's only Africa now that we are truly with God. And Christians in Arab nations, places where they don't want to hear Christianity, they are the number one. Prophet George Dokusi of Goshen International Ministries. I've been speaking there. He was a junior in secondary school. That guy is a great guy. God told the number of Christians, that true Christian that he has. And he said, 70% of them are from countries where they hate Christianity, like China, Iraq, Somalia, this United Arab Emirates. Those Christians there, see, they are 70% genuine Christians. Because even in their suffering, in their killing, they are still holding on. Not us here, who when the day we don't get a ball of kinky, the day something doesn't happen, then take your church. Lord, we are tired. Lord, take it. Lord, we can't. If God doesn't rise up to defend his name and his glory, his house will be empty. That's where we are. You see, the love, we are in that time. The love of many shall now. Do you know why many are not going to church? The other day when we went for evangelism, send the light. Excuse me, our leaders will just be there and then churning out a meeting, send the light. It is true. It is good to send the light, like I was talking to one big papa. Send the light. It's good. The light. Yes. Whilst we are sending the light, we should face the reality on the ground. God should do something. That is why from Monday, we are starting an emergency. Emergency 21 days. Fire for fire. Emergency 21 days. Because it has been revealed that spiritual wickedness in high places is behind this. But do you know something? Like this man, I don't know whether his pastor is aware. He needed encouragement. He needed intercession. Look, there are many things that cause that. Oh, sometimes it doesn't mean that God is not working. Oh, you yourself, you check yourself. You check your inner life. You check whether you are following principles. You check yourself. The motive behind what you are doing. Yes. But you see, verse 13 of Matthew. Verse 13 from verse 12 say, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of many will grow cold. 13. Verse 13. This was why we preface our prayers today. But he who stands firm, he or she who stands firm to the end will be saved. Will be saved. So it is what? Standing firm. It is standing firm. Consistency. It is what? Standing firm. This man couldn't stand firm. Maybe he is also in a church where the pastor doesn't like charismatic praying or whatever. Beloved, this is where we are. This is where we are now. I'm telling you, this is where we are. If God doesn't rise up to defend himself, very soon he will wear out. He will wear out of us. Somebody should write, it's a prayer point. Oh God, if you don't rise up and defend yourself in this situation like you did in John chapter 9 of the blind man, if you don't rise up and manifest your glory in this situation, you will wear out in our lives. You will wear out. You will wear out. Because, look, Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is what? Result-oriented. God is evidential God. He's the God of result. So there must be result. Of course, God is doing things. So God is doing things. And please, the little things God is doing, thank God for it. Appreciate him. Say, Lord, we thank you. Even for us to be alive today. That man was talking like that. I wish I could ask him. So the breath you are breathing, your heart hasn't failed, your kidney hasn't failed, your liver hasn't failed. Do you know who is holding it? Do you know who is holding it? About 5 years ago, I was walking and coming. I went for a walk. And as I was coming, I got to a certain place about 2 kilometers from where I live. And my heart, already before I went for walking, my heart, I had been feeling something in my, some pain, some whatever for a long time. Sometimes I go and I fight with my doctor because he is not telling me what I want to hear. I want to hear him say, no, you have this, so, so, and so. He said, my brother, it's nothing. It's because you have been sleeping this way. It's because you have been doing this thing this way. It's because I've even gone to do MRI. Nothing. That machine. I've gone inside, Papa, at least 3 times. Nothing. So when I got to a place, it was as if my heart was going to stop. Then I started thinking, God, is my heart up? Am I going to have heart failure? Do you know, I heard clearly. Oh my God, Lord, I give you thanks. I give you praise. Oh, even right now, I just feel the presence of God. I feel the angel, the fiery presence, the cherubim. Look, I just heard clearly. Della, who holds your heart? Who is holding your heart? I am the one holding your heart. How can your heart fail? From that day, I got to know that here on earth, I will never have heart failure. I will never have heart failure. No wonder, whenever I check my pressure with my age, the doctor shakes his head. He says, even me, doctor, I don't have your pressure. I wish I can pay God to give me your pressure type. Even me, doctor, we're checking you. I wish I can pay him something to give me your pressure type. Beloved, if you say God to this man, so you have done all these things, and so nothing is changing. Do you know how life would have been if you are put on a dialysis. I know 5 pastors' wives who have been on dialysis, they all died. Dialysis. At most, after 5 years, they die. All of them, in fact, some of them went on retirement without building. People are now helping them because of the money, because of the money they spent on hot dialysis. Dialysis. Are you on dialysis? Are you on dialysis? You know, this is a time we need to have encounter with God. Look, some of us, let me say this. The only reason, the only people who will never come to a point where they say, my jai, my bread, are those who are worshiping God with encounter, like me. Encounter. I can never stop speaking in tongues. Because of the what tongue did for me before my grandfather's powers. If tongues would defeat Tokpaiko up to today, if tongues will sack Tokpaiko, that powerful shrine, if 16 years old boy's tongue, then, so you see what we mean, encounter. Encounter. That's why the best Christians are when Muslims become Christian, when other religions, when they become Christians, through encounter. But if you have not had encounter and you are just going to church, you are just worshiping God by the song. The song we sing, so, so, and so, how church is, I am telling you. You don't know why I own Adjoa Ellen. You don't know why she does things the way she does. Only I know. Because God gave her an encounter. She had an encounter. Look, it is only an encounter that will cause you to worship God foolishly and do things that will even cause people to be gossiping about you behind the scene. Only an encounter. Because there are things that will stop you. We are in that time. Spiritual wickedness. In Ephesians 6, verse 12. We are not wrestling with flesh and blood. We are wrestling with principalities and powers. Rulers of the darkness of this world. Spiritual wickedness in hot high places. Spiritual wickedness in hot high places. So this man, for instance, it was spiritual wickedness in high places. When you read Matthew 27, verse 62 to 66, Matthew 27, verse 62 to 66, do you know that there are powers that stop prophecies? There are powers that stop testimonies. There are powers that stop dreams. There are powers that stop destinies. Yes. When Jesus was buried, the Bible says that the chief priest and others, the elders, went to Pilate. And what they said to Pilate in verse 63 will shock you. They said, "Sir," they said, "we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days, I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first." Verse 65. "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go, make the tomb as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard. These are prophecy blockers, dream blockers. Yes, prophecy blockers, destiny blockers, testimony blockers, expectation blockers. Anytime a word is given to you, there are blockers. There are blockers. Yes. Anytime you go to church, you are called out and given a prophecy. You have been given a prayer point and warfare. You have been given a prayer point and warfare. Anytime God gives you a prophecy or something, you have been given a prayer point and warfare, because there are blockers. Look, they were saying, when he was alive, he used to say that he will rise again. Like somebody online is saying, I will marry. I will surely marry. My marriage will come on. My so-so and so. They are hearing. They are hearing. So give us permission to block it, Satan. Give us permission to block it. But do you know something? Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, Acts chapter 2, verse 23 and 24. You, with the help of wicked men by God's purpose, you put him to death. But God raised him up from the dead, because it was impossible for death and for the grave to hold him. I say to somebody here that blockers can never terminate. They can only delay. That is why we are to hold on and to be firm. I'm telling you, that is the main way to hold on and to stand firm and to persevere, to be consistent, because blockers can only delay you. And I tell you that one thing that demonic and satanic blockers cannot stand, which they have, it is their number one key: consistency, persistency, and patience. That's what frustrates the devil. Consistency, persistency, patience, or endurance, they can't stand it. Unfortunately, that is their main key against us. That's the main key. We do something little, we are tired. Mabre, majai, mabre, majai, mabre, majai. That is where we need to press on. Beloved, this is the time we need to provoke God and frustrate the devil by being consistent, persistent, or persevering, and being patient or endure. This is the time. This is the time. Do things as if you haven't done them before. Let me give you the key. Do things as if you have never done them before. I'm telling you, forget about the past. Do things as if you have never done them before. Because whether you sleep or you are awake, there is a waiting harvest. There is a waiting harvest. So forget. And then continue doing the new things. Continue doing the new things. Continue doing the new things, beloved. Don't give up. Let us hold on. Let's persevere. Look, things are some way. Things are some way. Honestly, I don't know how to put this one, but I'll hold it. Things are some way. Things are some way. But I can tell you that this is when God is going to glorify his name. I say this is when God is going to glorify his name. But do you know something? If you are ever the first in your family, this is what the Holy Spirit just gave me. Thank you, Professor Rema. Maybe that person who has done all this and is not seeing anything, maybe that person was the first in his family to know God and to do what he has done. So when you are like that, when you are like that, you should die to all these things. You should just press on, persevere. Don't give up. Because your warfare will be... Look, sometimes, but you know, you will still enjoy. You will still enjoy some blessing before you die. But you know, the greater part of your today's warfare is waiting for your children and your children's children. I'm telling you, it's waiting for your children and your children's children. If that man is, let's say, a second or third generation Christian whose family have really invested in the work of God, he wouldn't say this story. It simply means that the man was, you see, sometimes when you reach the borderline, that's why from Monday, we are going to deal with demonic powers at the borderline. The borderline. When you reach the borderline of your breakthrough, that is when all hell, that's when it becomes tougher. What? That's when all hell breaks loose. I'm telling you, when you get to the borderline, the breaking point, when you get to the breaking point, thank you, Mama Joyce. Thanks for this amazing insight. When you get to the breaking point, that is when all hell breaks loose. When you get to the Red Sea, when you get to the Red Sea, God knew, he knew there was a Red Sea. When you get to the Red Sea, where the Egyptian you are seeing, you won't see again. That is when it becomes tougher, tougher, tougher. That is when the battle becomes tougher and harder. So what are you to do? Stand firm. Hold on. Stand firm. Hold on. Be still. Be still means keep on praying and focus on nothing but on Jesus. Ask him simple questions. Lord, what instruction should I obey? What step should I take? What haven't I done? What sin should I confess? You are driving. You are doing this in meditatively. Holy Spirit, what is it now? He will just drop a prayer point. He will just drop something. Call this person. Talk to this person. Stop doing this. Begin to do this. That's all. That's all. Be still and know that, Lord, I am the Lord. Beloved, this is the time we should stand firm. We should hold on. Some of you, you are at the breaking point. We are hot at the breaking point. And focus on the glory. Because the glory that is ahead. The glory around us. The glory, I am telling you. Look, you have no idea what God is doing with people for you. Somebody was giving me a testimony. Somebody was giving me a testimony. A man and a wife just called her a lady. A lady in the church who just serves one of our churches. Maybe she's even online. She follows. Say, Pastor. And she was crying. I said, why? What's the problem again? This is, say, Pastor, I want to plan a day for dedication for you. She sent me the picture. Say, so and so brother and the wife just said I should meet them. They directed me. They gave me Google. I took her and I went. Pastor, they handed over to me a 3-bedroom house with 2 stores in front gate. They said they built it for somebody, but my name kept on coming. My name kept on coming. They said they just want to sow a seed for God to open a door for them. They have been instructed. In fact, the Lord said, they should sow a seed. They should do something for somebody they have never done before. For a certain door to open. And they have somebody in mind. Somebody around them, a friend or somebody. He said, Pastor, I am never close to them. We are not friends. Only sometimes church that, oh, when we are close, oh, hello, hi. That's all. Pastor. They said, my name kept coming. May God put your name into the heart of somebody. Amen. I say, may God put your name. 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 May God put your picture into somebody's dream. She's not aware. So you see, you don't know what God is doing behind the scenes. You don't know what God is doing in people's hearts behind the scenes. So persevere. So persevere. And the sister said, an anointing just came. She just burst in tongues with tears. As she was speaking in tongues with tears, the woman just fell down. The woman was slain in the spirit. Also started speaking in tongues. The man also started speaking in tongues. It became a prayer time. See, pastor, before we realized, we had prayed for 1 hour. Just speaking in tongues, worshiping God, praising God. See, pastor, when with my meager salary, pastor, I have nothing in mind that I can build a house. I am only looking for a miracle. And I said, so the miracle has come. So the miracle has come. We want to pray. We want to pray. We want to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spiritual wickedness.
Spiritual wickedness.
That is standing against my clearance.
Standing against my clearance.
Any spiritual wickedness.
Any spiritual wickedness.
In high places.
In high places.
Fighting my clearance.
Fighting my clearance.
Delaying my clearance.
Delaying my clearance.
Blocking my clearance.
Blocking my clearance.
Hindering my clearance to possess.
My clearance to possess.
Be shut down.
Be shut down.
Be shattered.
Be shattered.
Be shut down.
Be shut down.
Be shattered.
Be shattered.
And be swallowed.
And be swallowed.
By the consuming
by
fire.
By the consuming fire.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Be shut down.
Down,
be shattered,
be shattered
and be swallowed by the consuming fire
of the Holy
Spirit.
Be shut down,
be shattered
and be swallowed
by the consuming fire
of the Holy Spirit.
Be shut down,
be shattered,
be shattered
and
be swallowed,
by the consuming fire
of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
By the consuming fire
of the
Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
By the consuming fire
of
the Almighty God.
Almighty
by the
God.
Consuming fire
by the consuming of Yahweh, fire of
by
Yahweh.
The consuming fire
by the consuming
of Yahweh,
of
by
Yahweh.
The consuming fire
by the consuming
of Yahweh,
fire of Yahweh.
Be shut down,
be shut down,
be shattered,
be shattered,
and be swallowed,
and be swallowed,
be shut down,
be shut down,
be shattered,
be shattered,
and be swallowed,
and be swallowed,
be shut down,
be shut down,
be shattered,
and be swallowed,
and be swallowed,
be shut down,
be shattered,
and be swallowed by the Holy Ghost fire. Consumed by the fire of the living God. Be shattered. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Any spiritual wickedness in high places. Yes, fighting or delaying or blocking and hindering my clearance. You are a liar. Be shut down in the name of Jesus. Be shattered and swallowed by the consuming fire of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Be shut down.
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 Be shut down. Be shattered.
Be shut down
and be shattered.
Be shut down.
Be swallowed and be consumed.
Be shattered and be swallowed.
Holy Ghost fire. By the consuming fire of God. Be shut down and be shattered. Be shattered and be shut down. Be shattered and be shut down. Be swallowed, yes Lord. By the consuming fire of the Holy Ghost. By the consuming fire of Yahweh. Be shut down and be shattered. Be shut down and be shattered. Be swallowed, be shut down.
Be
Be shut down and be shattered.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every spiritual wickedness. In high places.
Every spiritual wickedness.
In high places. Every spiritual wickedness. In high places.
Attacking.
Our clearance.
To possess.
Seeking to make God look like a liar.
Seeking to make God look like a liar.
Any spiritual wickedness.
In high places.
Attacking. Our prophetic words.
Attacking.
Our expectations.
Attacking.
Our dreams.
Attacking.
Our destinies.
And seeking to make God look like a liar.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Be shut down.
Be shattered and be swallowed.
By the consuming fire of Yahweh.
Be shut down.
Be shattered and be swallowed by the consuming fire of Yahweh.
Be shut down.
Be shattered and be swallowed by the consuming fire of Yahweh. Yes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every spiritual wickedness in high places, attacking my clearance to possess, attacking our dreams, attacking the dreams of everyone online, attacking the expectations that everyone online has. Seeking to make God look like a liar, be shut down in the name of Jesus Christ. Be shattered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I will take a little minute of your time. Say the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any spiritual wickedness. From high places. Manipulating the system. Against my dream.
Against my destiny.
Against my testimony.
Against my expectation.
Against my prophetic word.
Against my harvest.
Against my harvest.
Any spiritual wickedness.
Manipulating.
The system
against
my dream,
my harvest, my prophetic word, my prophetic word, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
with the blood of Jesus Christ, with the consuming fire of God, be shut down,
by the consuming fire of Yahweh,
be shut down in my life, and be swallowed by the consuming fire of Yahweh,
by the consuming fire of Yahweh,
yes, of Yahweh, yes, Lord, be shut down,
by the consuming fire of Yahweh,
be shut down, be shattered and be shut down. Be shattered and be shut down. Be shattered and be shattered.
Le papa rakata kabaya keteke bara. Ile papa rakata kaba itale beshe keteke bala. Li papa rakata kaba itale beshe. Li papa rakata kaba itala basha. Ile papa rakata kaba yakata kaba yakata. Ile papa rakata kaba itale beshe. Li preketeke barakata kaba itale beshe. Li papa rakata kaba itale beshe. Il est papa rokoto kaba ita le beshe. Il est papa rakata kaba ita le beshe. In Jesus' name. Saint Leo. Saint Leo in Ukraine. Thank you. She says, I think it's from their end. It sounds fine. So you see, in Ukraine, the network is fine. So sometimes it is your area. Far away, Ukraine. Saint Leo says, It sounds fine.
Amen.
We want to pray. Look, we want to pray two prayer points. Then I say something, we close. Say, my heavenly Father.
My heavenly Father.
Arise.
Arise.
And defend your image.
And defend your image.
By manifesting your glory.
By manifesting your glory.
In our lives.
In our lives.
In our situation.
In our situation.
Like you did.
Like you did.
In John chapter 9.
In John chapter 9.
In the life.
In the life.
Of that man.
Of that man.
That was born blind.
That was born blind.
In the life.
In the life.
Of that man.
Of that man.
That was born blind.
That was born blind.
And people were thinking.
And people were thinking.
It was a curse.
It was a curse.
From the father's
from
side.
From the father's house.
Or the mother's
or
side.
Or the mother's side.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Let your glory.
Glory.
Manifest right now.
Manifest right now
in our situation. Let your glory manifest your glory again.
Manifest your glory again.
Manifest your glory again.
Manifest your glory
in our lives.
In our lives.
In our circumstances. Manifest your glory again.
Manifest your glory again.
Manifest your glory again.
Manifest your glory again.
Manifest. Manifest. Manifest.
Manifest your glory again. Manifest your glory in our lives. Manifest your glory in our lives. Manifest your glory in our circumstances. Oh Lord, arise and manifest your power. Manifest your glory. To manifest our testimonies, manifest our expectations, manifest our expectations, our prophetic words, manifest your glory again, manifest your glory again, in the name of Jesus Christ, manifest your glory again, yes Lord,
manifest your glory again,
manifest your glory again,
oh Lord, our manifest your glory again,
my Father in heaven, manifest your glory again, arise and defend your church, rise up, oh Lord, and defend your people. Rise up and defend the prophetic words. Rise up and defend the prophetic words. Our expectations. Rise up, Jehovah, and defend it, Lord. Defend, defend. Arise and defend your image. Arise and defend yourself.
Arise and defend your image.
Arise and defend your image. Arise and defend your image. Arise and defend your name.
Arise and defend your image.
Arise and defend your identity.
Your name.
Arise and defend your name. Lord.
Arise and defend your name.
Arise and defend your name.
Mention your situation right now.
In this
situation right
yes,
now,
so Lord,
arise and defend,
defend your image,
defend your image,
defend your image,
defend
in this situation,
in defend your image,
yes,
in this situation,
defend your
defend
name,
your image,
defend your
situation,
defend your image, yes, Lord,
in this situation,
manifest defend your glory image,
in this situation,
defend your image,
in this situation,
yes, in this
defend your image,
in this situation,
defend your image,
in this situation,
defend your image,
in this situation.
Defend your image in this situation.
Defend your image
in this situation.
Defend your name. Yes, Lord. Defend your kingdom.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I tell you, this weekend, something is about to happen.
Amen.
The last prayer point. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Any power.
Any power.
Any agent.
Any agent
around me, that is eavesdropping,
that is receiving information,
that is receiving information that is giving information out.
That is information out.
About me.
About me.
About what God has said about me.
About what God has said about me.
Let me say, when you read Genesis chapter 27, from verse 1, when you get to verse 5, when Isaac was telling Esau, I am old, I am going to die, go and hunt a game for me, bring it to me to eat before I die. The Bible says, Rebecca was listening. Rebecca was eavesdropping.
Eavesdropping. Yes.
Rebecca was eavesdropping. E-A-V-E. Rebecca was eavesdropping. Yes. Rebecca was eavesdropping. Hey, Rebecca was eavesdropping. Some of us who have special friends, everything, Ama must be the first to hear. Even your marital issues. It's not bad to have good friends, but make sure of the spirit and the state in which they are before you share things. I've shared things with some people and I had to fast one day and tell God that I am sorry. Lord, I am sorry. Lord, forgive me. I am just too sorry. Please, let's be led by the Spirit. Do you know that your best friend today can become your enemy? Your best friend today can become your enemy. And when now you are separated, what happens to all the information and the things you have shared? Look, pray to God to know who to share what with. Somebody should write it. Pray to God to know who to share what with. Pray to God to know who to share what with. Not that you shouldn't share. Ask God, who should I share this with? Let it be God leading you. I'm telling you, thank you. Quick quotary. Somebody want to come to Germany. Somebody, pa. God is leading the person. So, you are there. Pray to God to know who to share what with. Yes. Pray to God. Not that you shouldn't share. Pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God. Let God lead you. And please, the moment somebody shares something with you, you become responsible. You become an accomplice. The moment somebody shares something with you, you become what? An accomplice. It means you should do something about it. God is going to question you. What did you do about that thing? You are not to carry that thing and go and gossip about it. No. You are to take that thing to God. That's what we do. We go to God. God, what about this issue about this person? What about this issue? Then God will drop a word. Yes. Then you have played your role. Sometimes, look, we learn from people's situation. God allow people to share things with us. For us to learn, for it to become what? A school to us. For us also to learn. Yes, that's why God leads people to share things with us. Yes, for us to learn. I've experienced it. So through Papa Jesu, saying, me, I've experienced more than 1,000 times. That is an exaggeration. We pass it, we experience things so. People will come to church, and when they are turning around, they come so close to you. They are serving you. They are giving you gifts. They come so close. They come so, and you think that, oh, this person, you begin to talk. You begin to share things. The next woman, pam, you will not see them again. They are spies. So please, anybody who just comes, become very close. Beg, 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 beg. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't welcome new souls, but welcome, but be careful. Welcome and then be praying. Pray over people. Even pray over me, your pastor. Pray over my wife. Pray over us. Pray. Say, my Father in heaven. Any human agent
around me
that has come
to eavesdrop,
to receive information, and to send information about me. To my enemies.
Let that person
be exposed. Be shut down. And be consumed.
By the consuming fire.
Let that person be exposed.
And disgraced.
Be exposed. Be disgraced.
Be shut down.
Be shut down.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Two minutes more. The other day, I want to close with who to choose among many for a life partner. I share with you 50% to 60% of compatibility is the best. The other 20 to 30% can be added through interaction. The other 20 to 40% should be God's project, GP, and must be endured by the help of the Holy Spirit. The general thing to consider before yielding. What is a person's basic and general makeup or setup? Basically, is the person basically greedy, basically selfish, basically insecure at the success of another, basically envious, basically unbalanced, basically a liar, basically temperous, basically heartless, basically a liar, basically whatever. This is for those who want to choose life partners. This is a free consultancy. Now, after knowing what the person is basically, this man is very good, is kind, but this area, but there is some area that is so common with the person. After you found that, or this person appears to be wicked, but this area, now, because you can't find a perfect person, then what you do, the question you ask, can this be altered in some way to suit me? Can this area be changed? Can the person be changed to suit me? And all this, please do it with the help of the Holy Spirit. Do it with the help of the Holy Spirit. Look, sometimes you just ask questions, like I'm talking like this. You are driving, you are asking the Holy Spirit, can this thing change in Kofi's life? Holy Spirit, can this thing be changed in Amma's life? Can this thing be changed? Can this thing be altered? Now, Are these transformable? Then, these are the questions. Then you ask this: what categories of the above is the percentage of compatibility and harmony? What is the category? What are the percentages? The percentages, maybe it's just a small percentage. Is it possible that that small percentage will grow or decrease? Let me tell you, this free consultation. Mm-hmm. Very soon, we are going to continue with the singles impact. We are coming out with solid things that will even be a blessing to marriage people. And it is no longer going to be called singles impact. It is going to be called Finders Academy. The men who say we are finding our missing ribs, and the women will respond, we are the found missing ribs. Congratulations. God bless you for your time. God willing, next week we shall continue. Beloved, whilst you pray, be watchful in your spirit. Be alert. The little changes, the little things that are happening, thank God for them. That's how miracles happen. God is teaching me about miracles. Miracles are the easiest thing we are experiencing every day. But because we have not been told how to catch miracles, we don't know how to celebrate them. What you want to see, begin to call it, begin to think it, begin to live it. How you want something to be, begin to see it that way. You will rise up and be walking into it. That's how miracles work.
Mm-hmm.
Until we meet again to celebrate your testimony, I say, God Richie, bless you for your time today.
Amen.
Longer time. May God give you an extra mile blessing. May God really visit you. Mm-hmm. Continue with these declarations that God should arise and defend his image, his identity, by manifesting his glory for his name's sake. God Richie bless you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.